Well, good morning.
早安。
It's wonderful to be here with you again.
能够再次跟大家相聚实在是好。
And I really appreciate the invitation and the opportunity to come and open God's Word with you today.
我很感谢你今天能够被邀请来到这里来分享主的话语。
For your guests from Jai,
你们这中间有两客人是从嘉义来的。
I just wanted to say that OMF International has a church planting work there in Jai.
我想只是想告诉你们，海外宣教使团在嘉义现在正在建堂。
And they're focusing on the working class Taiwanese of Jai.
他特别对台湾的那种工薪的些工人，特别来向他们传福音。
Also, just to say, I'm not a reverend. I'm a minister, like.Pastor Anna.
我只是想跟大家说，我是个传道人，就跟 Anna 一样，很好。
Pastor Anna told me that you have just finished a teaching series on the subject of prayer.
Anna 跟大家就跟我讲，我们刚刚学习完了祷告的这个系列。
And that now you're going to begin a new series on the topic of evangelism.
我们想开始一个新的系列，就是在传福音、拆传。
So as a transitional verse between these two themes of prayer and evangelism, I thought I would use Luke chapter 10 verse 2.
用一个转折的从祷告 到宣教这个转折 我想用 路加福音12章第10章第二节这个作为一个转折的经文。
And it says, Jesus said to them, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest,to send out laborers into his harvest.
这地方说耶稣对他们说要收的庄稼多做工的人少所以你们要求庄稼的主差遣做工的人出去收他的庄稼。
So you can see here within what he said, this link between prayer and evangelism.
你可以在这个地方可以看到在祷告还有传福音中间是有关系的。
We are to pray to ask the Lord to send laborers into the harvest fields to do evangelism and church planting.
我们要祷告来请求庄稼的主把工人送去到这个田地中间到禾场中间去来做拆船的工作。
But we are also to pray that the Lord would open our eyes that we would see the harvest fields around us.
我们更应该祷告上帝主可以开我们的眼睛我们可以看到这要有的丰收
Because Jesus said in another passage Look and see the fields are white unto harvest
因为耶稣在另外一段经文说到他看这庄稼已经熟了
When I became a Christian at Penn State University The Lord began to burden my heart for cross-cultural evangelism mission
当我在宾州大学成了基督徒之后上帝就给我一个这样的负担开始对跨文化的这样的宣教来有负担
And with the unreached people groups of the world that had not yet heard the gospel message
还有那些在这个世界上没有听到主的福音的根本就没有福音没有到达的这样的人群之中
And through that the Lord led me into a season of intercessory prayer
就通过这个主就带我进入一个代祷的这样的一个季节。
I began to pray for the nations of the world and for the leaders of those nations.
我开始为这个世界各个国家祷告，为这个国家的这些领袖们祷告。
I began to pray for the missionaries that I was supporting financially.
我开始为这些我在金钱上所支持的宣教士来祷告。
I began to pray for China and for the Christian missionaries working in China.
我开始为中国还有在中国做宣教士中国的宣教士来祷告
And I began to pray for unreached people groups.
我开始为那些没有听到福音的这样的人群来祷告
And as I did this, the Lord began to burden my heart with the specific unreached people group that lived in China and in Southeast Asia, the Dai people.
结果呢就是上帝就开始在我心中把一个人群放在我心中也就这些人是住在中国的西南西南部还有在整个亚裔那个地方这是傣族就让我对这些人开始有负担
So the Lord used intercessory prayer to burden my heart to eventually go as a missionary to see this unreached people group reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ
主就让这个用这个祷告用代祷放在我心中首先给我负担然后给我负担让我去来向这些没有听到福音的人群来宣教
It's like the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 6.
就像以赛亚先知在以赛亚书第六章这样说。
The Lord had burdened his heart with the people of Israel and the things that they were going through and the sin that existed among them.
主就在他的心中把这个以色列人他们自己的罪还有他们自己生命中间的问题放在他心中让他成为负担。
And he had a vision and he came before the presence of the Lord in this vision.
他来到他又有了异象他那个异象就是他来到上帝的面前。
And the Lord said, Who will I send? Who will go for us?
主就说我要我当差遣谁呢谁可以为我而去呢
And Isaiah said, Here I am, send me.
以赛亚就说我在这里请差遣我。
So prayer is very dangerous.
所以祷告是个很危险的事情。
The Lord might call you to be the answer to the prayers that you are praying.
主很有可能会呼召你成为你祷告的这个答案。
Today I want to look briefly at the model of Jesus himself as it relates to evangelism.
今天我想简单的来看主耶稣自己他的典范他特别是在传福音的这上面的典范。
First, Jesus' model was incarnational.
首先耶稣的这个典范他的榜样就是道成肉身。
Jesus was God incarnate.
耶稣是上帝成为人。
Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel.
耶稣是上帝与我们同在，以马内利。
Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12.
耶稣在约翰福音第十四章十二节这样讲。
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且做的比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。”
Acts chapter 11 verse 26 says, "And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians."
使徒行传十一章二十六节，门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
And at that time, Antioch was a great mission sending base.For the church.
在那个时候安提阿是在教会是送基督徒拆船的一个重要的基地
Christian means to be a follower of Christ or a Christ follower
基督徒的意思就是基督的追随者
Sometimes they interpret it as little Christs
或者有人说这是小基督
So we are called to be Christ-like or like Christ
我们被呼召要成为像耶稣基督像耶稣基督的人
Jesus said that the things that he did, we should do also.
耶稣说他所做的我们也应当做。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, Jesus says,
马太福音五章十四节到十六节耶稣如此说
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.In the same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and praise your Father in heaven.
你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So Jesus said, we are the light of the world.
耶稣说我们是世上的光
And we're to let that light shine.
我们要让这个光 来光照
And as that light shines, it draws others to the Lord.
当这个光开始照亮的时候就会吸引别人来到上帝面前
In Matthew chapter 10 verses 5 through 8 Jesus spoke to the 12 disciples as he was sending them out to minister
在马太福音十章五节到八节的时候耶稣就跟这十二个门徒讲当他要把他们送出去来传福音的时候
And Jesus said, Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. And as you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons.Freely you have received, freely give.
耶稣这样说，他说：“外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。 要边走边传说天国近了，要医治病人，使死人复活，使麻风病人洁净，把鬼赶出去，你们白白的得来，也要白白的给人。
So from Jesus' own instructions to his disciples, we can see that he instructed them and expected them to go and do the same things that he did himself.
我们可以看到，从耶稣自己给他门徒的这些指示，他在指示他的门徒，他在期待他的门徒可以去做同样的事情，可以去做他自己所做的同样的事情。
So the disciples were to be Christ-like Christians.
这门徒是要成为像耶稣的这样的门徒。
Second, Jesus' model was integrated.
第二个，耶稣典范是综合全面的。
The miracles of Jesus are often intertwined. They often intertwine the physical and spiritual healing.
耶稣的这个神迹往往是不仅是身体上的，还有属灵上的一块的这样的医治。
Jesus was ultimately concerned with spiritual healing, restoring man to a right relationship with God the Father.
耶稣最终的目标是属灵上的医治，是为了使人类可以跟上帝和好。
But God was also concerned with physical healing to make people physically whole.
但耶稣同样也是对人身体上的医治，他也是同样的关心，使得人可以完全。
And you can see this in Luke chapter 18, verse 42, when Jesus was speaking to a man he healed of blindness.
你可以从路加福音十八章第四十二节，当耶稣去为一个眼睛瞎的人来医治他，他这样讲。
Jesus said, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well."
他说，你可以看见，你的信救了你。
And look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 9, verses 5 and 6, to the doubting scribes when he healed a paralyzed man.
我们也可以看到，在马太福音第九章五节到第六节的时候，当耶稣去医治了那个残废的人的时候，旁边有一些文士在怀疑，耶稣就这样跟他说
：“He says, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the paralytic, get up, take your mat, and go home.”
他说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？但要让你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。于是他就对瘫子说，起来，拿起你的褥子回家去吧。
So we as Christians are called to take the whole gospel, Christ incarnate, crucified, risen, reigning, coming again, and more, to the whole person, body, soul, and spirit.
我们作为基督徒实际上是被呼召，是要把一个全备的福音，也就是说耶稣基督道成肉身，被钉十字架复活，然后现在又在天上掌权，而且要再来，还有更多更多，把这个全备的福音要来装备全备的人，也就是他的身体，他的灵魂，还有他的思想。
Now I don't know what your church believes or teaches concerning healing and miracles.
不知道我们教会你们教会究竟对于这个医治还有这个神迹究竟是什么样的教导。
But we are at least commanded to lay hands on the sick and to pray for healing.
但我们至少是被命令是要是按手为病人来祷告。
And it is up to God to do the rest, to heal or not to heal.
这个剩下的我们就交给上帝，他要医治或者不要医治都是他的主权。
When we share the gospel, we need to make sure that people are able to hear and comprehend what we are saying.
当我们分享福音的时候，我们要清楚我们所讲的这些人能够听得懂。
It has been said that people hear better when their bodies have been warmed and fed.
有这样的话，当一个人他能够感觉暖和，能吃得饱，当他听的时候就听得好。
Above all else, a starving person desires food.
特别是饿的人他是要吃饭的。
A cold person desires warmth.
冷的人是要能够变暖和。
A sick person desires health.
生病的人盼望着能够健康。
So sometimes we first need to address these physical needs before we can begin to address the spiritual needs.
有的时候我们首先是要解决这个身体上的需要，然后才能够解决他属灵上的需要。
When people are suffering or in the midst of major change, that is when they are most open to hearing the gospel message.
当一个人在苦难的时候，或者是在一个大的变化，生命中有大变化的时候，这是他们对福音最敞开的时刻。
And that's why this situation with Hurricane Sandy is an opportunity to share the gospel.
这就是为什么在 Hurricane Sandy 这个大风暴、这个台风这个时期，是向人分享福音的一个非常好的时期。
On the mission field, physical healing and demonic deliverance often prepare the way for the presentation of the gospel.
在宣教的地方，我们往往这种身体上的医治，还有这种从邪灵控制之中能够拯救的这样过程，往往是我们帮助我们可以给我们机会，让我们准备传福音。
People are more willing to listen to what you have to say when they have seen the power of God manifested.
当他们看到上帝的能力这样彰显，他们就更能够愿意敞开自己来听你要说什么。
John Wimber, a former Quaker Christian from Southern California, had an encounter with the Holy Spirit while he was teaching at Fuller Seminary.
温约翰这个人，他在南加州，原来是 Quaker， 是贵格教会基督徒。在他在福勒神学院教书的时候，有一天他遇到了圣灵，被圣灵充满了这样的经历。
Are any of you familiar with John Wimber? Have you heard the name or read any of his books?
不知道我们中间有没有听过江约翰，温约翰的名字，有没有读过他的书？
He's one of the founders of the Vineyard movement of churches.
他是葡萄园运动这个教会的一个建造人之一。
He wrote many books, and several of them were Power Evangelism, Power Healing, and Power Encounters.
他写过很多很多书，写过几本书，中间有一个是全能布道、全能医治，还有全能相遇，或者说全能征战、全能冲突。
Again, the principle that's being presented here is that God's power is manifested through prayer for healing and demonic deliverance.
这中间这个原则，也就是说，上帝的能力，他往往借着祷告，这种为医治，还有为这种驱邪释放的这个祷告的过程之中，上帝的这个能力就彰显。
And through this, a power encounter is created between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness.
当这个光的国度，还有黑暗的国度，这两个能力全能这样的冲突的时候。
And then the stage is set for power evangelism.
所以为这种全能布道的这个机会，这个舞台就给建立好了。
When you have the preaching of God's word with power and with powerful results.
这个时候你就可以在宣讲主道的时候就蛮有能力，还有就有大有果效。
Hear what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5.
这就是使徒保罗在哥林多前书第二章四节到五节这样说。
He says, My message and preaching...were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power.
他说，我说的话讲的道不是用委婉智慧的言语，而是以圣灵的大能来证明，为要使你们的信不靠着人的智慧，而是靠着上帝的大能。
Number three, Jesus' model was instructional.
第三耶稣的典范是教导传授。
Jesus imparted biblical knowledge.
主耶稣他传授圣经的知识。
And Jesus taught Bible lessons.
他也教导圣经的故事，圣经的功课。
Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, represented the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy concerning the coming Messiah.
耶稣他是基督，是弥赛亚，是上帝的儿子，是代表是对旧约的这所有的预言，对于这个弥赛亚的预言的一个实现。
Jesus often referred back to the Old Testament prophecies concerning himself.
耶稣常常是回到旧约中间那些讲到他的这些预言中间。
And Jesus' disciples taught about Jesus' fulfillment of these biblical prophecies concerning the coming Messiah.
耶稣的门徒也经常来教导耶稣基督就是成就了在旧约中间这些先知关于弥赛亚的这样的预言。
So I'd like us to look at a passage of scripture in Luke chapter 24,
我们来看
verses 13 to 35.
我们看这个路加福音24章13节到35节这样子一个故事。
Jesus appeared to two of his followers on the road to Emmaus.
耶稣在他对他两个门徒在到以马忤斯的道路上来出现，来见到他们。
Jesus had just been crucified in Jerusalem, and it was now 3 days later, and he was resurrected.
他刚刚在耶路撒冷被钉十字架，三天之后他复活。
And it says that Jesus opened the scriptures to them.
这个地方说到耶稣把圣经先给为他们打开。
So I'll read the passage in English, and Anna will read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文读，然后再读中文。
It says, Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, What are you discussing together as you walk along? They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him,Are you the only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there these days? What things, he asked. About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and their rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place.In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see. He said to them, Jesus, how foolish are you and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken?Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he was going further. But they urged him strongly, Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread,gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
我们来读中文。正当那日门徒有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，与他们同行，只是他们的眼睛模糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫哥留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官父竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列的民的，就是他。不但如此，这事成就现在已经3天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐、啊、先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当了吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他。时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你与我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下， 到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼祝谢了，就拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话的时候，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们立时就起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一起，说主果然复活，现在显给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和拨饼的时候怎样被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
So I want to pull out two verses here. The one is, it says, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
这中间要大家注意两句经文，第一是27节，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
And then they said to themselves, were not our hearts burning within us while we talked with him on the road and he opened the scriptures to us.
然后是32节，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
On the mission field, many missionaries are now using a chronological approach to evangelism.
在差传的这种地方，在这我们很多的宣教士现在都开始那种按时间顺序的这样的方法来讲解福音。
They begin sharing from the Old Testament, from Genesis 1:1, rather than beginning with the New Testament and with Jesus.
他们就首先从创世纪，从第一章，从旧约开始，第一章第一节，然后他们而不是说是从新约开始。
They also teach through the use of stories and storytelling.
他们也用讲故事的方式过来来教导。
Many times they're working with people who are illiterate, who cannot read, so they couldn't read the Bible themselves.
很多时候是跟他们这些宣教士是跟那些不认字的，他们自己没有办法读圣经的人来传福音。
Church planting in East Asia means church planting among peoples from Asian cultures with Asian worldviews.
在东亚传福音建堂是意味着要向亚洲那些他们有不同的有亚洲的这种文化背景还有亚洲的世界观的人来传福音。
So these people are Buddhists, Taoists, Confucianists, and Animists.
他们是儒家、道家，他们是佛教徒、道家还有儒家，还有一些泛灵论的。
So it's very difficult to present the gospel message to them.
所以要想他们来传讲福音的这个道理是非常有挑战性。
These people do not have any frame of reference to understand.
他们没有一个参照物可以真正能够理解。
And perhaps some of you also came from non-Christian family backgrounds. You can relate to this.
你们中间也有是从非基督徒的这样的家庭里边出来的，你们可能能够理解。
So let me use John 3:16 as an example.
我们来用约翰福音3:16来做一个例子。
It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
这上面说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
Who is God?
谁是上帝?
Who is his Son?
谁是他的儿子?
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣?
What is everlasting life?
永生是什么意思?
What is eternity?
永恒是什么意思?
What is sin?
罪是什么意思?
So when we read or hear John 3:16, we understand the meaning perfectly.
当我们读约翰福音3:16，我们好像一下都能明白。
But when they hear or read John 3:16, they don't understand or comprehend it.
当他们听到或者读到约翰福音3:16，他们没有办法理解。
Because their understanding is filtered by their own culture and their own worldview.
因为他们的这个整个理解是跟他们自己的文化还有个世界观都是被这样子过滤过之后才能够理解的。
So when you take a chronological approach, you explain who God is.
如果是用时间顺序的这样的一种方式，首先就解释上帝是谁。
How the earth and the heavens were made.
这天地如何形成。
How man and the animals were made.
人跟动物都是怎么形成。
What sin is.
罪是什么意思?
And how sin came into the world.
罪如何进入到这个世界?
Where evil came from.
邪恶是从哪里来?
Where evil spirits and demons came from.
这种邪灵还有这种
邪 And why there is suffering, where suffering comes from.
这个苦难是从哪里来?
You also present God's plan for salvation, for redemption and reconciliation.
我们也可以展示上帝来解救的方式，来还有这种让我们和好的方式。
And you share those prophetic scriptures concerning the coming Messiah.
你 也可以来分享这些能够来预言弥赛亚到来的这些先知性的这种经文。
So then when you begin to share about Jesus, they already understand that they are sinners in need of a Savior.
当你开始分享耶稣基督的这个信息的时候，他们已经知道自己需要一个拯救者。
And they're eager to discover who this Messiah is.
他们就很急着要知道谁是这一个弥赛亚。
And unfortunately in America today, many people are not churched, they haven't been to church, many people...Today, an increasing number do not know who Jesus is.
很不幸的，在美国已经有很多人都不去教会，他们不知道耶稣是谁。
So, besides power encounters, we also must have truth encounters.
所以不仅仅要有这种全能的这种相遇，我们还要有真理的这样的相遇。
And this encounter with truth is personal and transformational.
所以这个与真理相遇的不仅是要是个人的，是个人性的，而且是更新改变性的。
Jesus declared in John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣在约翰福音14章6节这样子宣告，我就是道路、真理和生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So Jesus is the truth.
耶稣就是真理。
And there is a transforming effect when we come into this personal encounter with Christ.
当我们跟耶稣有个人的这样相遇的关系的时候，这就有一个特别的这种转化的这种能力。
In John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, Jesus was at the well with the Samaritan woman.
在约翰福音第四章二十三、二十四节，耶稣就跟撒玛利亚这个妇女在一个井旁边相遇。
And he said to her, Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth.
他说时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So fourth and finally, Jesus' model is relational.
最后，耶稣他的典范是注重关系。
Jesus became the Son of God, God incarnate, living among man.
耶稣是人子，是上帝成为人，他是住在人的中间。
John chapter 1 verse 14 says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
In Matthew chapter 11 verse 19, Jesus said, The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they, the scribes and Pharisees, say, Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
马太福音11章19节，耶稣说，人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。
But this is the very point of it, is that Jesus lived among the sinners.
这就是这中间的关键，耶稣住在罪人中间。
Relationships are very important, especially in Asian culture.
关系非常重要，特别是亚洲人关系特别的重要。
We must earn the right to share the gospel with someone. We must gain their trust.
我们要想向人分享福音，我们首先要来挣得这样的权利，我们要挣得他们的信任。
We must make ourselves available to them.
我们一定要能够时刻来为准备好来跟他们来帮助他们。
We must share biblical principles and biblical truth with them.
我们一定要来分享圣经的真理和圣经的原则。
We must offer to pray for them.
我们必须要为他们祷告。
And be an example to them.
要做榜样。
Evangelism is not a program.
传福音不是一个节目。
Evangelism is a lifestyle, a way of life.
传福音是一个生活的方式。
And this is what it means by personal evangelism or lifestyle evangelism.
这就是所谓个人布道还有生活方式布道的意思。
It's all about relationship, about building relationship.
都是在强调关系在建立关系。
Most people come to faith through personal relationships, through incarnational witness.
大部分人能够信主都是因为关系都是因为这种道成肉身的这样的关系。
Think about your own lives.
来想象一下你自己的生活。
Was there an influential person, a Christian, who came into your life shared the gospel with you and led you to faith in Christ?
有没有一个真的是对你有影响力的基督徒来到你的生命，来向你来分享主的福音？
Tracts are important. Christian radio and television is important. All these things, CDs, Jesus film are important. But generally you need a person who has relationship with the other person to see them come to Christ and to share the gospel with them.
传单很重要，福音的单张很重要，福音的 电视很重要，福音的 CD 各方面都很重要，但是你需要有个人的关系可以真正来影响这个人。
So in conclusion, as we seek to be witnesses for Christ and share the gospel message with others, we need to remember the model of evangelism that Jesus left for us to follow.
就作为结论，当我们在来要做为耶稣来做见证的时候，来分享，向人来分享福音的信息的时候，我们要来记着耶稣基督他传福音的典范。
Okay, number one, be incarnational.
首先是要道成肉身。
Live as Christ or little Christs among this sinful generation.
就在这一个罪恶的世代之中，要像主耶稣一样这样子活着，像小耶稣小基督一样这样活着。
Number two, have an integrated approach.
第二个要综合全面。
Try to meet both the physical and spiritual needs.
能够在他们身体上的需要还有他们属灵上的需要都能够去满足。
Number three, be instructional.
第三是要传导，是要教导传授。
Impart biblical knowledge and spiritual truth.
要教导圣经的真理和圣经的知识。
Use Bible stories.
用圣经的故事。
And number four, be relational.
第四是要注重关系。
Build relationships that will allow you to share the gospel with others.
来建立这样的关系，使得我们可以来向别人来传福音。
On your website, I looked at your mission and vision statements.
在我们网站上，他看了我们这些使命跟意向的这样的一个宣言。
And your vision statement says that as a church, we seek to build a church that is worshipful, truthful, prayerful,holistic and missional.
在上面我们的意向就是说我们要在我们中间建立一个教会，可以来忘我敬拜，认真研读，专心祷告，全人一致，谦卑服侍，热情传扬。
So you've just gone through a series on prayer, so you can learn to be prayerful.
我们刚刚已经谈到祷告，我们现在我们可以在祷告上有成为一个祷告的人。
And it says holistic, which is another word for integrated, having an integrated approach.
这中间有全人医治，实际上是在指是要有一个综合全面的这种方式来传主的福音。
And missional, meaning that you want to be involved in evangelism as well as cross-cultural mission.
热情传扬实际上就在说我们不仅是要在本地传福音，而且要在世界各地来传福音。
So this is a vision that each of you should seek to attain for yourselves.
这个意向是我们中间每一个人都要为自己所要的，我们自己希望在我们生命中可以看到。
But it is also a vision that you should have for the people around you, your family members, your neighbors, people you work with, and other acquaintances.
就盼望着你也把它作为你周围的人也同样会有这样的意向，你自己的家庭，你自己的同事，你自己周围所认识的所有的人，让我们一同来祷告。
Father, I thank you for this church.
天父，我感谢你，我为这个教会来感谢你。
I thank you for these mission and vision statements of the church.
我们为这个教会的使命还有意向的这个宣言来献上感谢。
I thank you that their desire is to build people up in the faith.
我们感谢你，因为他们的愿望是要建立在人在信心上可以被建立。
And then for the members of this church to reach out into their community.
来为这一个教会的弟兄姐妹可以到他们自己所在的社区中间可以来传扬福音。
Father, I pray that as they've learned about prayer and will learn more about evangelism, that they will put these things into practice in their lives.
天父，我祷告，在大家开始学习如何祷告的时候，能够再继续学习如何来传扬福音，把这两件可以结合在一起。
And I pray that they would not see it as a program.
我祷告他们不把这个作为仅仅作为一个节目而已。
And that they would not approach it with a spirit of legalism.
而不是用这种律法主义的思想、条条框框的思想来这样子来做这些事情。
But Lord, that these things would become a natural part of their lives.
让这些事情成为他们生命中自然而然的一部分。
And that it would be a joyous thing.
成为喜乐的事情。
Lord, help them to build relationships with those around them.
帮助他们与周围的人建立美好的关系。
And allow them to be led by your Holy Spirit.
让他们可以被你的圣灵带领。
That you would allow them to know when they're supposed to do something for someone else.
可以使得他们知道在什么时候要做什么样的事情，为什么样的人。
When they should try to help, to meet a physical need.
什么时候他们应该来帮助这个人身体上的需要。
When they should share a biblical truth.
什么时候应该来分享圣经的真理。
When they should ask if they could pray for somebody and the problems they're going through.
什么时候他们可以来问能不能来为你祷告，特别你自己生命中所经历的各样的挑战。
And when to actually sit down with them and share the gospel message with them.
什么时候可以真正坐下来来分享主的福音。
Lord, I pray that you will continue to grow this church.
主，我祷告你来继续使得这个教会成长。
But Lord, truly it will only grow as we share our faith and see people come into the kingdom.
主啊，这个教会如果能成长，只能够当我们能够跟人来分享主的福音，这些人进到主的国度。
So Lord, continue to lead this church.
主啊，特别的继续带领这个教会。
And lead the leaders of this church.
带领这个教会的领袖们。
That it would be all that you desire it to be.
让他们成为你自己心愿他们所能成为的。
That it would truly be a shining light on a hill.
让他们真正成为在山上的这样的光，明亮的光。
And that men and women would be drawn to it.
让众人可以被吸引到那里去。
And that men and women would be drawn to the lives of each person here.
让众人都能够被这所有的在我们在座的人能够因着他们的生命而被吸引。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.